Oh my God, you know what we should totally binge watch next? Clone High. Right? How long has it been since you've seen it? Oh my gosh. I can't believe how long it's been since we, 10 years, like it's crazy. Okay, no, just hold on. Don't look for the DVD just yet. Before we start watching anything, there's kind of a reason that I wanted to see you today. There's something that I wanted to talk to you about. Oh, don't worry. Sorry, I don't mean to make you nervous. It isn't anything bad. Okay, how do I say this? Okay, well, you know how I went for lunch with your wife the other day? I had an awesome time. I always like hanging out with her. But we were talking as women do, and the conversation kind of naturally turned to sex, as it often does with girls. She said something that really kind of worried me. Oh, this is weird. You and I have known each other for, what, 15 years? But we've never really talked about stuff like this before. I thought I'd be okay with it, but I'm feeling kind of awkward and embarrassed about it. But no, okay. This is important, so I'm just going to have to be okay with being a little awkward. All right, so I was talking to your wife, and she said that you. Oh my God, I'm blushing already, aren't I? Sorry. So she was saying that you, well. That you're unhappy because you're not being completely satisfied, that you're missing something in your marriage because after, 10 years of marriage, she still can't. She said that your dick is too big for her mouth. Yeah. She told me that she has trouble sucking your cock because her jaw gets tired and her teeth get in the way and that gag reflex. And she's just not really that into it to begin with. And she said that she can tell how sad it makes you that she isn't able to pleasure you the way that you want her to. And it really broke my heart to hear that. I couldn't stop thinking about it. You're one of my best friends in the world, and to think of you spending the rest of your life missing out on something that you love so much, it's unbearable. And I know that you guys have such a strong relationship otherwise, so obviously this isn't something that you would ever break up over or, end your marriage over. So it really is something that you would have to go without for the rest of your life. It just kind of, it boggles my mind to think. And it's probably one of your favorite things, isn't it? Maybe even your absolute favorite thing? I remember that you have mentioned before how much more intimate you find it than anything else, that, you know, having a woman in front of you on her knees, presenting her open, waiting, hungry mouth, dedicating all of her attention to not just your pleasure, but to the very core of your manhood, making you feel like a king or a god. Well, maybe you didn't exactly say all of those things, but I know I'm right. I can tell. You know why? Because I'm the same way. Yeah, you must have known. I've seen you staring at my lips. And I'm sure you've noticed how there's kind of always something in my mouth. I'm always chewing on pens or sucking on hard candy or chewing gum, holding things with my lips. What can I say? I really like having things in my mouth. Which brings me to my point. So your wife and I actually talked about this for a long time, because I was telling her about how I don't really have that much of a gag reflex, and how much I really enjoy giving blowjobs. Like, really, really, really love doing it. And so we kind of had a bit of a crazy idea. How would you like it if I sucked your cock? Would that help? Do you think that might make you feel better? Would you let me do that for you? With your wife's permission, yeah. She just wants you to be happy. She's pretty amazing, right? And that's what I want too. Lean back on the couch. Don't be nervous. Just take a deep breath with me. Listen, I know this is weird. It's okay. Let's just try it out. You know how much I care about you. Please let me help. Go on. Loosen your pants and throw that pillow on the floor for my knees. So, like I said, I talked to your wife about this for a while to make sure that this wasn't the dumbest idea ever, and to set some ground rules. And whoa! What is going on here? Holy shit! How have I known you for this long and not known about this beast? Oh my god. Every time we've ever hung out, you've had this massive schlong hanging between your legs with just a few thin pieces of fabric keeping it hidden away from me? Oh my god, I had no idea. Oh shit. How could something so glorious go so unappreciated? And I got him, fuck, you're not even fully hard yet, are you? Mm. And you seem to be having trouble speaking too. maybe it would help make you feel more comfortable if I even things out by taking my shirt off. I know you've probably wanted to see these from the day that we met. Yeah, I don't blame you there. They're pretty fucking fantastic. Let me give you a better look. Let's just take my bra off too. Yeah, they're also pretty heavy though. Would you like to hold them for me? Thank you. Yep, that did the trick. Holy. You are fucking huge. Oh my god, shit. My fingers can barely touch each other while I'm holding you. That's how thick you are. Oh my god, the head. Oh. Oh, this fucking majestic head on this massive cock. Oh my god, I can't help myself. I don't care what you think, I need this. I need this. I need that huge fucking cock of yours in my mouth. It's, god, it hurts to be without it. I want it so badly that my mouth is literally watering. First, I'm going to lick you slowly the entire length of the underside of your cock, balls to tip, again and again, as slowly as I can manage, until I just can't take it anymore, until I need you in my mouth. My big soft lips will spread for you, my mouth will open for you and yield to you and welcome you inside of me. My lips and tongue gliding over that intimidating ridge of yours until I'm sucking on the entire head. And then I'll keep going, taking you deeper into my mouth until you feel the head of your cock hit the very back of my throat. Till you feel that resistance. You'll see me furrow my brow in concentration as I suck you in deeper and deeper. My throat squeezing you tight, but still just an inch short of taking all of you inside of me. I'll pull my head back and catch my breath, and in that moment I am transformed. That's when the cock sucking slut inside of me really comes out. The only things that exist anymore are my mouth and your cock. That's what it means to worship a cock. And in that moment, I'm only alive to suck cock and give pleasure. And you're just along for the ride. I'll suck you fast and hard. I'll fuck my own face with your cock. I'll give it everything I have inside of me until it gives me everything inside of you. And I will stop at nothing until
I have your cum.
So, will you please let me suck your cock? Please? Please let me suck your cock. I need you to tell me. I need you to give me permission. Please. Please let me have you. Please fill me up. Please.
So big. Enjoy this. Do you like this? Does it feel good? Am I doing a good job for you? Thank you. Oh, God. So good. Oh, God. How long has it been since... since you've had a blowjob like this? Since you've been appreciated and... and worshipped and loved with a tongue the way that you should be. God. Oh, fuck, your cock is so sexy. Yeah, do you like seeing the head of your cock bulging against the inside of my cheek? I'm sure it looks really fucking hot. But I'd rather have you swallowed whole and completely down my throat. It's been
been so long that you're not going to last much longer, are you? Oh, I know, you probably want to make this last forever, but I can feel those balls starting to seize up and contract. Don't worry, you're going to have this as much as you want, as often as you want. I'll be here for you. My mouth will be here for you. Just go ahead. Give me your cum. Please. Please. Oh, I want to taste you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to keep some piece of you inside me. Please let me have it. Please. Please fill me up. Let me swallow all of you. Thank you. Well, that was fun. Oh, shit, look at the time. I gotta go, but I'll be over again for dinner on Thursday. Maybe your wife will join us next time.